Hansel had been missing for weeks. Everyone in the village had feared the worst. After all, he had gone up into the Forbidden Woods after the mystery that had claimed so many young men. Hansel's papa, Hans, decided to go after his son. He was a strong, strapping man, burly and hairy, filling out his tight lederhosen beautifully. With his thick beard and thick, strong arms, everyone knew he was the mighty hero who would return with Hansel in hand. After wandering the mountains for hours, he came upon a glowing structure in a glade. It was colorful and glistened in the light of the moon, twinkling somehow with an otherworldly quality. As he approached, he saw the door wide open, the glow of a fire inside, and the smell of food wafting through the air. His own stomach growled. He hadn't eaten in hours. He tentatively stepped inside the bizarre house and was met with a bizarre sight. A strange sort of blobby pink mass in the corner that grumbled and gurgled. And a handsome-looking man who sat next to it, pushing cupcakes inside what he could only assume was the creature's face. Hans lifted his lantern, and the stranger turned around to greet him.
Ah, right on time. I was wondering when you'd arrive. Your boy has told me much about you.
Hansel was here? Hans looked all around for any sign of his boy, questioning the stranger.
Oh, don't worry. Your boy is safe. You'll see him soon enough. Who knows? You may have even seen him already.
Before Hans could ask too many questions, his stomach growled. Somehow, his gaze was drawn to the confection sitting on the table before him.
Ah, I see someone's hungry. Must run in the family. Here, why don't you help yourself? Once you've eaten your fill, I'll show you your boy.
Hans wanted to argue, but he figured his best course of action was to listen to what the stranger had to say. After all, he wanted to see his Hansel again, and he was pretty hungry. Plus, these pastries looked delicious, all glistening with their delicious sugar. He licked his lips as he reached for one. A cupcake with creamy frosting. He devoured it without hesitation. He followed it with some gingerbread, spicy and sweet. Then came the sugar cookies, and the mini pies, and the biscuits. And before long, Hans's lederhosen were growing tight. His round pot belly beginning to puff and swell as his manners began to decay. He began to lose self-control, bite by bite, each pastry weakening his ability to hold himself back. All he could think of was the flavors, and not just the ones in his mouth. His mind was always on the next bite, the opportunity to taste the sweetness of the confections on his tongue. He stuffed and gorged as the seat of his lederhosen buckled against a growing fat ass, and the straps on the bib strained against his growing belly. But he couldn't stop, even if he wanted to. He stuffed and gorged and swelled until soon enough, his lederhosen popped away and fell to the floor. Eventually, the confections themselves began to fly around, swirling overhead and guiding themselves into his mouth. No stopping now. The door shut behind him, and Hans collapsed into a gingerbread chair, continuing to be magically stuffed as the man walked over to him.
Dear, oh dear. Like father, like son. Couldn't control your appetite. I suppose you'll just have to be fattened up for me, the man said, as a look of panic flushed over Hans's fattening face. But you've upheld your end of the bargain. You wanted to see your little boy, didn't you? I'm afraid he's not so little anymore, the stranger said, slapping the mass in the corner, which gave out a thunderous belch. Oh no. That blob. It couldn't be. You see, Hansel here couldn't control himself and had to learn a lesson about greed. But why explain? You'll find out soon enough.
Just then, the chair supporting Hans's fattened ass broke, and he plummeted to the floor.
He was fattening up quickly. Like Papa, like son.